Now, have you ever had a conversation with somebody that, you know, that's just been so awkward, you want the ground to swallow you up? Julie texted in saying she had the most awkward small talk at the hairdressers recently. She felt really uncomfortable. Because that's the thing, though. Hairdressers are like professional small talkers, but we are not. So we don't know how to, like, respond to it. You know what's worse, though? You know when you're getting your hair washed just before you get it cut? There's always, like, a trainee, right? And she's washing your hair, and she's basically been trained to ask you what you're getting up to this week. Anything exciting? All that kind of chat. The honest answer is, well, actually, I've been looking forward to this haircut all month. I'm doing nothing else. That is a gorgeous little tune. It's Coldplay and Paradise. Morning. Hope you're good. It's Fat here. Now, all night we've been talking about small talk. You know, like those really awkward conversations when you just want to just like run away from it and you can't do anything about it and lots of silences and all that kind of thing. Now, earlier on, I was chatting to my pal Sarah, who is just the worst for it, right? And I thought I'd play this back because it was quite funny, but just a little warning, there's a lot of giggling in this clip. A lot. So, the weather's a bit chilly, isn't it? That's the kind of small talk Sarah does.
I'm sorry, can we just talk about that night, that flat warming a few weeks ago? We were introduced to his flatmate. I cannot remember her name for the life of me.
What Angela.
Yes, we were introduced to her and you just sort of awkwardly stared at her for about 2 minutes.
Right, okay, so Angela, right, a normal person would say, so hi, nice to meet you, that kind of thing. She didn't do that though.
No, you're right, she didn't.
But she just looked.
We didn't do it either. You just looked at her and you went, hi!
But can I just say, Sarah, do you know, this is what Sarah did. Instead of saying something like, oh, your hair is lovely, this has been a really good party, so what do you do, what do you get up to? Sarah doesn't say anything, neither do I, just to be fair to her. And we kind of just look at each other for a bit, and then she says, oh, this is a really nice flat.
And your response was, it's so nice. It's a lovely flat.
Do you know what? In fairness, it actually really was a nice flat, but we never got invited back to that house.